We have the most extensive cave museum in the United States. Right now, we have a major exhibit on groundwater and those types of issues that have obviously affected our cave in a big way. We have a lot of history of the Mammoth Cave region, not only Hidden River Cave, but some of the history of Mammoth Cave and some of the other caves here, the archaeology of the region. We have a very large exhibit on cave biology and the cave animals that live in caves. But we have a very very large rooms in the cave. We have an underground river that we go down to. There are what I would call a sort of an industrial archaeological site there. One of the earliest hydroelectric generating systems in Kentucky is down in the cave, bits and pieces of it. Dr. Thomas, who developed the cave, put in a dam and a turbine and used the cave stream to generate water to provide lights for the cave and to push a pumping system that pumped water up to the surface. So the cave provided water and electricity and tourism to the community back in the 1920s and 30s.